You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whether you're a fan of bourbon, scotch, tequila, rum, gin, whatever it is, VSLiquor.com has you covered. And here's the best part. Don't leave your home. VSLiquor.com is the most reliable alcohol delivery there is. Make sure to type in the code SPORTS when you check out, and you'll get 15% off your initial order. VSLiquor.com, proud partner of the Sliwa Show. All right, LA, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Very, very excited for tonight's show. Kirk Morrison in the house. What's going on, Kirk?
Alan Sliwa, how we doing tonight, my brother?
We're here. Man, we are here. What a great... Listen, think about this, Kirk. We've been hyping up leading up to tomorrow because it's the start of Major League Baseball. And I know you've watched every MLS game that's gone on so far in the tournament in Orlando. But damn, Kirk, what a day today. What a crazy day. And, you know, I think for sports fans... This is a special time right now because we've gone so long without sports, and then let's just localize it. So much going on tomorrow, but before tomorrow, you have Mookie Betts sign a 12-year, $365 million deal to represent the Los Angeles Dodgers. This will take him through 2032. How crazy is that? Imagine if you signed a deal at your work where they're like, okay, well, have you here for the next 12 years. But it's a very special day for LA to have a player of that caliber locked up for this long. And there's only one thing to do, obviously left in Los Angeles. If you're a Los Angeles Dodger fan, the only thing left to accomplish for this franchise, this ownership, and this organization is go get yourself a World Series ring to complement what you've accomplished over the last 7 years.
Yeah, it's Mookie Betts Day, right? I think this is something that Dodger fans have been wanting for a long time, is to have a guy that you can come in and say, he is now ours. And we can always bring this up. Okay, Alan, I bring this up in terms of I can go out and buy a Mookie Betts jersey today. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can go out and buy me a number 50 Mookie Betts jersey and be comfortable about it and be happy about it, knowing that he is going to be on this roster, I think, for many, many, many years to come, hopefully the 12 years that he's got left on this contract, right? This feels different than Adrian Gonzalez, right? This feels different than Carl Crawford, Manny Ramirez, right? This feels different than even Matt Kemp, you know, a guy who was almost a MVP candidate, you know, but he was homegrown. This is a proven guy in his prime right now.
It's a World Series champion.
He's got all of that.
AL MVP. It's somebody who's 27 years old, and I know people are going to talk about Kirk. It's a long offer, right? I mean, right. 12 years, it's not like, and you include this year, you could say 13 years, right? It's not like it is in the NBA where everybody's hoping from a Laker front, and I think there's actually a lot of similarities here when you look at Anthony Davis for the Lakers. This is going to be the face of the franchise, Mookie Betts for the Dodgers. But it is – I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, 10 years from now, Mookie Betts is going to be putting up MVP caliber numbers. Father Time will probably tell you that that's not going to be the case. But damn, if there's a person you're going to sign a long-term deal to, there's only a few in the league. Mike Trout, obviously, with the Angels. And I think Mookie Betts with the Dodgers is another one of those names where a lot of, I would say, baseball experts and fans, they feel good about having a player like this be the foundation of the organization.
I would definitely throw Bryce Harper in that conversation as well. I mean, that's another guy who I think that is in that conversation of, we're talking about, I think Mookie Betts brings not only the old baseball fan, you know, the guy, the traditional baseball fan, the young baseball fan. Mookie Betts brings all baseball fans together. And he brings a sense of youthful joy, enthusiasm. And he's a guy that you want to see at the ballpark every day. Now, I know this year there won't be any fans there, but man, I'll be tuning in to watch him. I will get an opportunity to go see him play. He's been worth the price of admission. And you mentioned it. his accolades have already proven it. His accolades have already shown you that this guy is for
That's
real.
What I love the most. Absolutely. Keep going with your point, but I love that, there's that resume is there too. That includes a World Series, but keep going on your point.
No, but it's not fake though, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't sign this guy on the potential of, man, he could be. Like, we've already seen it, and we know what it can only be better, right? Me and you have been talking about it throughout the day, right? Like, this may be one of the biggest signings in Los Angeles sports, I would say, history, mm-hmm. almost, right? You start thinking about some of the key signings, right? That there are players who have been here for 5-year, 6-year, maybe 4-year extensions. We're talking about, this is the longest extension that I can think of, right, in terms of professional sports in all of Los Angeles. I mean, even mm-hmm. David Beckham, he didn't sign a 12-year deal to play for the Galaxy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking about right now, because I remember a couple years ago, all right, young son.
I think Dr. Jerry Buss gave Magic a 25-year deal. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that? I was paying him, I think, $1 million a year for 25 years.
Something.
I'm not kidding. This was back in the 80s, but that's Dr. Jerry Buss having a vision like no tomorrow.
Absolutely. But I'll go back to my point again, though, mm-hmm. Alan, is that I'm always I like to wear jerseys, right? Sometimes, you know, just put a jersey on, especially for kids. It's always easier to get them dressed. Hey, man, go throw a jersey on, right? Because mm-hmm. you want your kid to go out and put one on. And, you know, I covering the Rams, you know, think about just 3 or 4 short seasons ago when the Rams came to Los Angeles, 2016. And the first jersey that everybody had was what? A Todd Gurley jersey, number 30. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in literally 4 seasons mixed in with obviously a couple playoff berths, a Super Bowl appearance, that jersey that you bought 4 years ago is probably no good, right? Mm-hmm. That guy doesn't play for that team anymore. He is no longer. He is with the Atlanta Falcons, right? I'm saying that because I look at this Mookie Betts deal, and I'm saying that he will be there. Me and you were watching the Dodgers and Angels last night, right? And what did we say? The deal for Albert Pujols,
yeah.
He's still getting paid. And we're looking, mm-hmm. remember back then when that $250 million deal, we're like, oh my God, what is this? And you're starting to see at the end of that deal that maybe Pujols got the better end of it, because right now he's not the same player. You know, he's been declining.
He hasn't been the same player.
He hasn't been the same
since he went to Anaheim. You know what I mean? But let me throw some contracts your way, because you threw Bryce Harper in the mix, okay?
Correct.
So Bryce Harper, 13-year, $330 million deal. And at the time he signed the deal, this was last year, 26 years old. So similar, very similar deal, very similar age. But would you rather have Bryce Harper or Mookie Betts?
Ooh, I would rather have Mookie Betts.
I don't even think I'd hesitate. I'd rather have Mookie Betts, okay?
Right.
Giancarlo Stanton, when he signed his deal, I know that was back in the day, but 13 years, $325 million. He was 24 at the time. Would you rather have Mookie Betts or Giancarlo Stanton, who, by the way, gets injured a ton? I know you can't help that, but he's got a different body than Mookie Betts. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes those bigger players, I guess you could say it's more about hitting the long ball. Like, their body's going to be a little bit more delicate than guys that play differently. But would you rather have Giancarlo or would you rather have Mookie Betts?
Wow, that's a tough one, because Giancarlo does something that a lot of players in Major League Baseball want to do. But I think you mentioned it, though.
Like, it's all-around player, too.
The
you know?
All-around player. But we're talking about, if Giancarlo Stanton doesn't hit a home run, what else is he doing for you? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And for Mookie Betts, if he doesn't hit a home run, he's hitting singles. He's hitting doubles. He's playing terrific defense. He brings energy as well to a baseball team. So you're talking about a guy who does a lot more for you than maybe just hitting the baseball or just mm-hmm. fielding the baseball. I would have to lean again on.
All right. I think we lost Kirk right there.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
So we'll get Kirk back here in just a second. But I'm going to keep going on this point. What I was trying to get to with Kirk is, it's not like the Dodgers just spent $365 million on a name that, let's say, multiple teams could have had. I'll give some more examples here. Manny Machado, Anthony Rendon. There's some big contracts in the league. I think other than Mike Trout's contract, and I'm obviously talking about just a player that's I'm not referring to a pitcher. I think that is, you know, certainly a different category. But if you're talking about just the most valuable players, Mookie Betts is in a very, very short list. So it's the Dodgers also making a conscious decision. It's not just spending the money, but it's spending the money on the right player. I'll go back. I'll give a comparison here to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis, if you end up re-signing Anthony Davis and it's a five-year deal and it's a max deal, that's the right player. That's a guy that you can grow your franchise with. That's a guy that you feel like you can win an NBA championship with. Money gets thrown around in the NBA all day long. Kirk, I'm going to make this kind of this – I'm going to go back to the NBA for a quick second.
Please
money
do.
Gets thrown around in sports all the time. It happens. John Wall has a big contract. Mike Conley has a huge contract. Bradley Beal, like, money gets thrown around, but there's a difference between a player grabbing money because a team has it and a team strategically like the Dodgers. Did they give up a lot of money? They did, but this is the right player. You know what I mean? Like, this is the type of player that you give all your money to, and if the Lakers end up getting that opportunity to do it with Anthony Davis, these are not just players to come fill in seats. These are players that you build your organization around.
Absolutely. You build your organization around these guys because they're foundational pieces. Not only do they bring you, I talked about it, I'm always talking about excitement, but also, Alan, let's be honest, they bring you, I've always said this, the confidence that we've always got a chance, right? That no matter what's going on, injuries, fans, it doesn't matter like what's going on. It just, if I got this guy, I got a chance, Alan. That's, you can't pay for that a lot of times. You know what I mean? I was looking at a quote from Tom Brady today, and Tom Brady was just talking about the job of a quarterback is to give confidence throughout the whole team that no matter what is going on, that as long as you got me, we'll be okay. And that's what Mookie Betts is to me. That's what you mentioned with Anthony Davis. That's what it's going to be, right? Anthony Davis right now, he's still the number two to LeBron, who's the number one. But you can honestly see that there's going to be a transition at some point where the Lakers will turn into Anthony Davis's team and LeBron will sort of take the back seat. But Mookie Betts, he's come in and he's the number one guy now, right? I know Cody Bellinger's there and I'll give him that. But let's be honest, right? Right now, who's the big dog? Who is the guy that everyone's looking up to when it comes to that Dodger team right now? I think it has to be Mookie Betts. He comes in not only with the resume, but he comes in with the credentials that, hey, everybody, I know how to get to the mountaintop. Mm-hmm. I know where you guys have been recently, but guess what?
I'm going to help you get over the top. Okay, we'll get Kirk back on. We got to get to a commercial break anyways. Let's do this when we come back. Okay, what's the risk? You spent 12 years, $365 million, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, to get Mookie Betts. Is there a risk? What would be the risk? Plus, I want to spend some time talking about the Dodgers organization as well when we come back. Bill Shakin had a great article in the LA Times, and he's referencing specifically some of the things that this Dodger ownership has done since they bought the team in 2012. And I think, you know, if you're a fan out there, and I know a lot of Dodger fans, they're frustrated because they haven't won a World Series since 1988, and they've had such incredible opportunities over the last couple of years. But damn, is this organization building something that's sustainable, and you should be proud of what you got. We'll talk more about that coming up next. Stay right here. This is The Sliwa Show, Alan Sliwa and Kirk Morrison.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On 710 ESPN. All right, so we're reacting to Mookie Betts' 12 years, $365 million deal to represent the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's not counting this year. Just a quick reminder here. So we are stacked today with some fantastic guests. Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports, as good as it gets when it comes to covering baseball. He'll be on at 7 o'clock. Om Young Masuk, 7:30 with ESPN. And George Castillo covers the Dodgers for the LA Times. He'll come on at 8:30. So, Kirk, you know, I'm gonna kind of lay out some of the risks with this deal. Okay. Usually in life, this is how we look at it. What's the risk? What's the reward? Right. Your risk reward, and you weigh both sides of it. So there is some risk in this deal. Part of that risk is we don't know what the effects of COVID-19 is going to have over the next few years. So what I mean with that, Kirk, is what happened this season. It's obviously going to drastically affect the business side for Major League Baseball. It's going to affect the business side to sports in general. By the way, it's going to affect our economy, period. You go to a restaurant right now, you can't dine inside. They can only seat 20-25% of the people. We all know what the effects are of COVID-19. So one of the risks I think the Dodgers are taking is not waiting until the dust settles a little bit to have a better idea on, you know, what the market's going to look like over the next 6 months, 8 months, a year. What I'm referring to there is, did they overpay for Mookie Betts? That would be technically one risk. The other risk would be a long-term deal. How long will he be in his prime? I was listening to Mason and Island, Kirk, and they were saying, John said, if they get 6 years in his prime, which, by the way, you're typically in your prime between the ages of 28 to 32. He's 27 right now. If you get half of these years in his prime, then it just kind of gives you an idea. You have 6 years after that where he shouldn't be ascending, he should be descending. So keeping all that in mind and me trying to kind of explain the other side, I don't even believe myself when I explain the other side. I still think it's the right, you know, obviously the right deal.
Yeah, I think it's the right deal. And, you know, hopefully
there's risk, but there's risk in everything. All good.
Yeah, there's always risk. And the risk for here is that, to me, the Dodgers got something solidified, right? They got a piece. They got someone who they can say is now a part of their future. Part of the, like you mentioned, we don't know what's going to be in terms of COVID-19 or the restrictions that have come from it or fans and all of that.
Or financial impact.
Yeah, but you do know now that you have someone who will be there. That regardless of what happened, this is our guy that we are going to keep. This is guy who's going to help us win a ton of ball games, right? In terms of going out on every single day. It's one thing to be a pitcher. We know what pitchers do. They get paid a lot of money, but they obviously have to go out there on the hill every five games. Mookie Betts is an everyday player, and he's been a guy who's been healthy as well. And that's the fun part for me, is that I get excited knowing that he's just scratching the surface on how good he can be. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like a young Kobe Bryant. Right. This, you know, Mookie has had some success in his early years, mm-hmm. to a point where we still don't even know where his game can evolve to. Mm-hmm. Right. Like a good pitcher. They come out with what, a fastball early on, and they don't really have another pitch after that. But as they get older,
they start learning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't blow by them anymore with that 95 to 100 mile an hour fastball.
So they have to adapt.
Craftier. Mm-hmm. You got to adapt. You got to move on. Like Kobe got this back to the basket. LeBron in year 17 doing what? Playing point guard, being a facilitator, right? Doing new moves, fadeaways, things like that. Those are the things that I'm excited about, because we're not even anywhere near that phase for Mookie Betts. Like, we're not even like, oh, we got him and he's, you know, 32 years old and,
like,
and hopefully we can get five
right?
more
like
years. No, yeah.
Who, by this the way, when they got him deal. At 32, I think everybody thought he was 35. So I don't think anybody even believed he was 32 at the time. So you got Mookie you got him at 27. By the way, you made a quick Kobe reference. How about Kobe back in the day, Kirk, when he was 21 years old? 21 yeah. years old, and he was in the finals, game four against the Indiana Pacers. Shaq would foul out. He just takes over the game at 21, starts looking over at the bench, tells everybody, calm down, guys. I got this. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm Kobe Bryant. Kobe was doing that at 21. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how crazy is that when you start, you know, we start comparing some of these other athletes to where they were in their career. Kobe doing that at 21. I want to also make mention of this, and I think this is important, Kirk. You know, Bill Chaiken had an article in the LA Times, and the conversation was about the big picture. Other than Mookie, They have $42 million committed to 2022 and $0 other than Mookie for 2023. So they pretty much have a clean slate, as in the Dodgers have already been known, at least this ownership has already been known, to be incredibly, incredibly strategic and smart with every move that they make. And this is one of the points that Bill Shaken pointed out in his article in the LA Times. He pointed out that the Dodgers ownership has gone 4-for-4 since purchasing the team in 2012 of promises they made back then. Okay. By the way, okay, you could only promise so much, because you could have the greatest roster in the world. Everything can look so fantastic on paper. You're not guaranteed to win a World Series. You're not guaranteed to win an NBA championship, a Super Bowl. So they can, when I say they can only do so much, you know what I'm referring to there. Of course, it all starts at the top and it goes down. But when he says that they're 4-for-4 since purchasing the team in 2012, the first thing, owners would spend to rebuild in the short term, which they did. They'll replenish the farm system, which they did. Build a sustainable winner, which they are doing and they have done. And the final thing he said, invest the savings in the right player. This isn't just a random player. I make those NBA references. This isn't John Wall, where you spent all your money and you're guaranteed right, not to win an NBA championship. This is the right player. And I think this, I think to highlight what the organization has done is the right thing to do, because Kirk, where are you from? You're from the Bay Area.
Correct.
And I'm from San Diego. We both come from cities where there's also sports franchises where they're doing it the wrong way. They don't have their stuff in order. Dodgers have their stuff in order.
Right. Dodgers have their stuff in order, but they also got a guy who can, let's be honest, we've been looking at the Dodgers over the last couple of years and we're trying to figure out, what is it, right? Is it the manager? They've switched from, remember, Don Mattingly to Dave Roberts. Mm-hmm. Well, is it the pitching? I mean, they've went from Yu Darvish, and obviously you've had the Walker Buehlers and the Clayton Kershaws, and you've had those guys, Alex Woods and all that. You've had that. So pitching it has transitioned to what you have now. Is it the hitters, right? We go from the Matt Kemps to now you got the Bellingers and the Seegers and the Muncies and the Turners. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is it? I think the Dodgers went out and got the guy to push him over the edge. Mm-hmm. Push him.
By the way,
over
I thought David Price, I thought Price was going to be huge this year too. Like, that's another player. You know how we talk about experience, somebody who's already won it. David Price is he's not worried about big moments, where we've seen, you know, specifically Kershaw in big moments, he's folded, unfortunately. And, you know, every Dodger fan knows this. As much as they love and they respect Kershaw, Kershaw also hasn't come through in big time moments. Pitchers like David Price, Justin Verlander, like these are pitchers that the moment doesn't scare them. And I know I'm throwing David Price and they're not going to have him this season. But you're referencing to experienced guys who have done it. Mookie Betts is one of those players that can get you over the top.
Yeah. With not only his, you know, like I said, with not only his, you know, his bat, his glove, but with his just experience and his energy, man, like that tells me something, right? I've been telling you about this for the last couple of weeks. You know, when we talk about the NBA, where you're going to need guys with energy, because there's no fans over at the bubble, right? With the NBA restart, same thing in Major League Baseball. There's going to be no fans at these stadiums. So you need guys who are just, you just know, right? Now, look, we had Yasiel Puig here in Los Angeles, and he was an energy guy, but yet sometimes you had to find ways to do what, Alan? Channel that energy and make sure he's doing things the positive in the right way. I don't have to worry about that with Mookie. I think the energy that he brings is all in, not only just fun, but he knows the game of baseball. He understands the game of baseball. He treats it the way that I think a lot of us grew up watching the game of baseball. And so those are the types of players that you bring in and you feel comfortable. I think this is one of the best deals that the Dodgers have done in a long time. This isn't Manny Ramirez, right? This isn't Carl Crawford. This isn't Adrian Gonzalez. You know what I mean? This isn't, you know, some of the players who you brought in to hopefully try to have some sustained success. This is a guy that you brought in to say, help us win a championship right now. Like, this isn't about the future. This is about right now, even though he'll be here for the future.
The present and the future, right?
It's a little bit of both.
But that's the key thing with anything in life, right? You got to think of the present, but you also got to keep in mind the future. Dodgers are obviously doing that. By the way, we got one of the best in the business when it comes to covering baseball, coming up next. I'm excited to have Bob Nightingale on, who covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. I got a bunch of questions. By the way, there's this conversation about potentially expanded playoffs. This is a tweet that came out from John Heyman a little bit earlier today. So we could go from 10 teams to 16 teams, but they have to make a decision, I think, by tomorrow. So Bob Nightingale coming up next. We appreciate you guys tuning in as always. Stay right here. This is The Sliwa Show with Alan Sliwa and Kirk Morrison on 710 ESPN. All right, let me welcome in here Bob Nightingale from USA Today Sports.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bob, thank you for doing this on short notice. Obviously, a big day today here in Los Angeles. We appreciate you coming on. It's myself and Kirk Morrison, and I want to just start off by your initial thoughts. Was this something that you were expecting before the season started, or did you think was it more likely that you thought Mookie Betts and the Dodgers, they'd negotiate during the season? What was your thoughts on what transpired today?
Yeah, I thought might be something happened in the off season. You know, maybe even let him test free agency and go from there, figuring the Dodgers could outbid anybody anyway. So I didn't expect anything from anybody with the pandemic. I just figured everybody would be watching, watch their pennies and everything else, that nobody would be giving out big contracts. So, yeah, the contract he got is like nothing ever happened. It's like the Dodgers are still having sellouts this year and everything else. This just shows how much they love the guy.
Yeah, you know, Bob, I mean, everybody was all about, okay, we know about the Bryce Harper contract, the Mike Trout contracts, and everybody was like, the next man up. We're always about who's going to be the next to break it, who's going to be the next to break the bank. And obviously with this contract, Mookie Betts, the highest paid player in all of baseball. Just when you look at it now, are the Dodgers doing the right thing? Or you mentioned could they have waited? Or is it just said, you know what, they've got a future like Hall of Famer on their roster. Why not get it out the way now and not have to worry about paying even more if they were able to win a World Series and he's an MVP again?
You know, I think they could have waited. I don't think anybody else is going to top that contract. You really don't. But maybe they said, you know what, let's don't take any chance at all. Or maybe, hey, let's just show how much we appreciate the guy and love the guy. Maybe we'll even get a more production out of him because he'll be comfortable and not stress as far as saying, okay, I better have a good 60-game season here or else I won't get my money. So I think it would, you know, put him at ease too, the fact that he's got that security no matter what he does in 60 games.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob. When you make mention of Bob Nightingale from USA Today joining the Sliwa Show, when you make mention of they could have waited, that obviously could have been an option. But the financial side of things, the 12 years, $365 million, do you expect that moving forward, at least when this season ends, are teams going to be very, very cautious? Like what the Dodgers did, you think will be an outlier just simply because – like you mentioned, this is a lost season for a lot of these owners. Hypothetically, they're not going to be making money. There won't be fans in the seats. It's only 60 games. You think we'll see deals like this at the end of the season as well? Or you think teams are going to be extremely cautious to kind of wait and see what happens as far as COVID-19 and the effects?
No, I think Dodgers would be outlier for sure. I don't think anybody get close to anything. I'm not sure. We'll see about JT Realmuto. It's got to help him with the Phillies because he was, you know, looking for big money. Looked like, you know, think that wasn't going to happen now. You know, maybe I would think that would help him big time. But, yeah, I mean, no one gives out those type of contracts much. In the 12 years, I think that's just to kind of spread out the money for luxury tax reasons. I'm sure Mookie probably could have got the same contract over 10 years, but spread it out. So if the Dodgers get close to luxury tax, you know, they don't go over it, that sort of thing. So that's, I think, the same type of deal with when Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies. It's like, you know, they don't know what's going to happen in year 13 or, you know, year 10 to 13, but at least they're paying less money per year, which is what the Dodgers are doing here too.
You know, Bob, I think we've seen some other players the Dodgers have flirted with in years past, right? And, you know, there were contracts that were offered. I think Bryce Harper was one as well, where there was some money being thrown out. But it seems to me they really went all in with Mookie Betts, though. When them going all in with Mookie Betts tells you what, Bob? What are they telling us now, that Mookie is the guy for the future? And there's still some other guys on this roster, but he's the main guy. Why did they go all in on Mookie?
Well, I think with Mookie, it's like, hey, we got the face, this is the face of the franchise. We want this guy to lead this franchise, you know, for at least the next 10 years here. I think they love the fact, first day of spring training, full squad. I mean, Mookie hadn't met all the players yet, and he's telling his guys, hey, get your act together here. I didn't come here to win a division title. I came here to win a World Series. You know, let's work hard. During the you know, spring training 2.0 there, you know, he was the first guy in the field every day. So I just think his passion, his desire, work ethic is like, this is the perfect guy. Let's don't let him get away. And he's worried of that. You know, he's a, the two best players in baseball, you know, are right there in L.A., in Betts and Trout. And I thought Betts should have won another MVP. The year Trout won it, when Betts finished second, I thought Betts deserved it. So Betts is a, I know people always talk about Mike Trout, but Betts is almost right there with him.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining the Sliwa Show. Alan Sliwa and Kirk Morrison on 710 ESPN. Bob, you've been nice enough to, you know, come on the show over the last 4 months or so, and we've got a little bit of everything from, you know, the times we're having conversations right when the season was postponed to the negotiations back and forth. But here we are. Tomorrow's the start of Major League Baseball. How do you feel, and is it too early to kind of assess how you feel on playing this season through, crowning a champ, you know, obviously taking all the precautions that Major League Baseball is going to do, going through all the safety protocols? How do you feel today compared to maybe a month ago or 2 weeks ago? Do you feel more confident, or is this something that you just have no idea? We'll have to see once they start traveling.
No, I feel a lot more confident. You know, I mean, I thought always they could, you know, they could pull this off. But then when there was some snags in the testing, we had a lot of early opt-outs, you go, okay, let's see what happens here. But things went so smooth. I mean, you only had, you know, five players test positive last week. And, you know, that's living in different cities and no bubble or anything like that. I said, yeah, they really pulled this thing off. But you're right. I mean, the big test will be the first week or 10 days of the season, when guys are traveling, going to different hotels, you know, buses, trains, that sort of thing. You know, that we'll see what the test rate there is. The only thing, I think baseball will get through it. I really do. I think they'll have a World Series champion and all that. The only thing that worries me is what's going on at the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, here, okay, Canadian government doesn't let them play there. I understand. But then for Pittsburgh, the state of Pennsylvania, say, well, we don't want you because we don't want, you know, teams from Florida coming up there. You know, who knows what happens in Baltimore. Well, if they start doing this, you know, you know, what prevents different municipalities in different states? You know, the Denver, you know, Colorado governor can say, I don't want these California teams playing here either. So that's the only thing that could stop it. And that worries me a little bit, if someone starts to panic and say, hey, we don't want anybody to come in and out of our state. That would shut down the game in a hurry.
You know, Bobby, it seemed like it was just like a month ago, 2 months ago, that there was the bickering and fighting. The back and forth between the owners and the players about prorated, not prorated, how's this thing going to go? And now it feels like, as we're on the eve of opening day for Major League Baseball, I really feel like, as a baseball fan, that I've kind of forgotten about that. I'm not choosing a side, that I'm just so thirsty for baseball and for, you know, real life sports in general, that I feel like I'm going to watch with more of an open mind and really embrace what I'm watching and understand that this is kind of the best that we can do under the circumstances. And I'm giving baseball, I think, no doubt in my mind, something that I think that they can go out and really capture some fans during this time, more so than they could have in any other year.
Yeah, it's been such a unique season. I think it'll be remembered forever. That's why I think World Series champions, no asterisk, everybody's on the same set of rules. This team would be remembered. Hey, who won that year during that pandemic? That sort of thing. And I also think it'll be I also think it'll be fun as well in the sense that you're only talking about 60 games, so every game is worth 2.7. It's almost these games are going to feel like the NFL. Like you lose a game, it's like, oh man, you know, our season's coming to a crash. You know, you have a 5-game losing streak, that's a 14-game losing streak, you know, and vice versa. So I think there'll be so much urgency and importance on these games. I think the fans will love that. You know, they may get tired when it goes back to 162, saying, oh, the season's way too long.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today Sports joining the Sliwa Show. Hey, Bob, can you fill us in here? We read a tweet earlier today, John Heyman, and the conversation sounds like it's still ongoing, which I didn't know there was still an opportunity here to potentially go from 10 playoff teams up to 16 playoff teams. Do you think this is going to happen? And I know they have to accomplish this by tomorrow. What kind of re-sparked this conversation? I've mentioned this. I love the idea. More baseball, more teams and cities get a chance to be excited by the time the season ends. I think it's good for the sport. A, what do you think? Do you think it will happen? And B, do you want to see it happen?
Yeah, I it's been going on just on the back burner during their talks because they've had to work out stuff as far as the deferred payments and prorated options and things like that. MLB always want to do it. They never want to close the door, but MLB is not optimistic that they can pull this off. I mean, look what happened in the last negotiations. You know, they never did get it done. Rob Manfred had to mandate that. So I'm not sure anything gets done here. It's possible. So, you know, I think MLB's big fear here is they don't want the players to bail out, you know, come playoff time because you won't get any money. You know, you get paid the bonuses for, you know, a portion of the gate. But with no fans and stands, there'd be no gate. So I think that worries baseball a little bit. So it's possible, but, you know, you're talking about having to take a vote. There's teams, you know, four teams are playing tomorrow. A little tough to get them on the phone, those sort of thing. So I'm very skeptical that it can happen. You know, but you know, they've been working on it slowly, but I just don't think they can get it done.
You know, Bob, I'm always about it. I told you about it before. Who's the next up, right? Mookie Betts gets his contract, and now it's about who's going to be the next guy to either come close or surpass. Do you see that happening with possibly a Francisco Lindor, Chris Bryant, you know, guys of that, or even a Marcus Semien, those types of guys? Can they get close to where Betts is at, or is it somewhere you think that baseball has kind of reached its peak?
No, yeah. When you said Lindor, that was the name I was going to say for sure. I don't think Bryant gets there, but I think Lindor could. And I think Lindor's going to be very excited what happened. He's going to be a free agent in the next year. And remember now, that's the guy the Dodgers really originally wanted. When they were going to trade for Lindor, they didn't see Betts being traded right away. So he was a little bit of the, I think, the backup plan there. And who knows? I can't see the Dodgers, you know, doing it. But certainly if they wanted to, they have the financial wherewithal, you know, to go get Lindor, too. I mean, his personality is made for L.A. But a... yeah, he's the one guy. I thought, without the pandemic, you know, I thought Betts had a chance to become the first $400 million player. And I think maybe, you know, Lindor now has that opportunity.
Bob, final one here, and we'll let you go. And we appreciate, again, you doing this. If you're picking a team, and I know the season hasn't even started, but all the conversations between the Dodgers and the Yankees, who do you think has the edge walking into this 60-game season?
Well, I still say the Dodgers. You know, I wish David Price was still there. I would love the Dodgers. I was picking him in the beginning before the season started. I thought Price would have a chance to have a monster year, have a short season, and I think a lot to prove, too, that Boston made a mistake just kind of giving him away. So I like the Dodgers. And my original pick, I don't love it now, but I'll stay with it, was the Dodgers over the Oakland A's, you know, rematch of 88. A's have a lot of young talent, maybe too young. But that's a very good team. So, but I do like the Dodgers an awful lot.
Well, Bob, we appreciate it. Great insight as always, and I'm sure as the season progresses, we'll get a chance to connect again. But thank you for doing this. Both Kirk and I appreciate the time, man.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Kirk, we got some great clips from Mookie Betts. He spoke a little bit earlier today, so we'll play some of those for Dodger fans that are out there. He talks about how he's happy to be a part of the Dodgers long term. Of course, this is This is a big time signing, but he's happy to get the deal done as well. So when we come back, we'll hear from Mookie Betts. Also, Andrew Friedman, who joined Mason in Ireland. All that coming up next. Stay right here. Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN with Alan Sliwa and Kirk Morrison.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, I have a couple clips here that I want to play from Mookie Betts, Kirk Morrison, and Alan Sliwa. By the way, with Stan Kasten was on with Mason and Ireland. Andrew Friedman was on as part of a press conference introducing Mookie Betts and his 12-year, $365 million deal. I haven't heard money like that since Kirk Morrison was playing in the league. I mean, it's been a little bit, brother, since I've heard money like that.
And that dude making more every time he touched the field than what I made the whole season, brother.
Let me tell you something. Right now, Mookie Betts is walking past Albert Pujols saying, man, it's got to be tough to live your lifestyle, Albert. Tell me when you get into the mid 300 range, all right? All right, Albert. Remember yesterday we're talking about Pujols, about how just by the way, and I do believe this. I mean, Pujols, just his career, unbelievable. Two World Series, and then gets that the $240 million, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But this is some different kind of money for Mookie Betts.
Before we go there, real quickly, think about the last two big contracts that we've seen in professional sports. Mm-hmm. Like, they're both no-brainers, correct? Right, Alan? Like, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, you're like, oh, okay. And same thing with the Dodgers and Mookie Betts. It's like, okay, like, we're not saying, like, man, I don't know why they did that. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying, yeah, that's about right.
Well, I remember when the Patrick Mahomes deal went down, I needed you to break it down for me because I just never seen numbers like that. Like, I thought he bought the Chiefs. I thought that was it. He put a down payment in, and that he owns the franchise. Like, I've never seen numbers like that. He can make up to $503 million. But, you know, going back and reading a lot more, remember, what was the Jared Goff deal? 140?
Yeah, 100-some-odd, yeah. It was like he got the most guaranteed, I believe, at the time.
But the Goff deal, all I'm looking at is that 140, right? So I'm saying to myself, and a lot of people are saying, damn, did Rams pay too much here? Did they give him, you know, too much money too early? Did they commit too much to one player? All those questions came up with Goff. I saw the Mahomes deal for $500. I was like, where's Kirk? Kirk, you know, explain this to me. But I know what you're talking about. This deal, the Mookie Betts deal, the Patrick Mahomes. By the way, Mike Trout, he was a 12-year, $426 million deal, and no one blinked at it. You know, that was a no-brainer too for the franchise. Okay, so here's Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts specifically, this is, I think, all Dodger fans want to hear. He's not looking to be the face, just wants to bring championships back to L.A.
I mean, it's obviously a blessing to be a part of such a rich, you know, history the history in this organization. But, you know, I'm not looking to be the face. I'm just looking to come in and do my job. Like I said, bring some rings back to L.A. Help the guys that are up and coming. You know, if it takes being the face, then sure, I'll bring it on. But, you know, that's not my goal.
Kirk, did I hear rings? I think I heard plural there. I heard plural. I was waiting for him to say not one, not two. I was waiting for him to start the LeBron quotes in Miami. but look, this is what you want to hear from your star player. You know, you want to hear if somebody wants to label him the face of the franchise, they can do it. But he understands why he's there. He understands, too, you know, in Los Angeles, for a franchise that hasn't won in so long, this next one for the Dodgers, when they do get that World Series, and I definitely think it's coming, right? I mean, you just can't be – you can't do this many things right and not get rewarded for it. And I think the Dodgers are in a prime position. But I love when I hear big-time players try to kind of brush off the whole franchise, this franchise – no. It's about chips, and it seems like Mookie Betts got the right mindset when he's talking about that.
Yeah, and remember, he's played in a big market before as well. So playing in Boston, yes, he understands the importance of what it means to be not only a champion, but what it means to, you know, be a part of it every single day, like what you have to bring every single day. I'll tell you this. Look, we love the Dodgers out here in Los Angeles. People are going to watch, and you know, you have your fanatics. In Boston, it is – I mean, they watch the game a little bit differently. I think with more
voted best sports town in the country. Forbes did this last week. And by the way, I'm not going to disagree. I mean, that Boston's crazy when it comes to sports. They're insane when it comes to sports.
Yeah, and they only have one team, right? They don't have multiple teams, like, and more things to do. It's they are about their Patriots. They're about their Celtics. Definitely about the Boston Bruins. Yeah.
And the Red Sox.
So they watch every game religiously, and they watch every at bat religiously. And I think that molded him to a point where he knows what it takes. Like, he's going to bring that sort of, I think, experience to the Dodgers as well. And that's what you hear from him in his voice. Like, I'm here to win rings. Like, I'm not here to just to play around. I'm not here just for a contract. I'm here to win rings. And that's also, I think, is the confidence that he feels that the Dodgers have the roster to do that. Like, it's one thing, I remember listening to Bryce Harper.
The front office, too. Kirk, I want to throw it just to give them the credit. When you say they got the players and the roster to do it, let's look a step above. That freaking front office. I mean, they are delivering left and right. It seems like there's no holes. Every part of their business – at the end of the day, each one of these organizations are a business. That's a damn well-run business over the last 6-7 years.
Yeah, they're doing it the right way, too. And I remember when Bryce Harper had his introductory press conference with the Phillies, and it was, you know, I want to win a championship. I want to be here for a championship, bring one to Philly, things like that. And you're like, okay. But when I'm listening to Mookie Betts, I'm hearing something different, right? I'm hearing a guy saying, I'm here to help bring rings to a team, to a city that's been starving for a baseball ring.
There's a calmness, to Mookie, too, you know?
Yeah. They've had the talent. They just need someone to push them over the top.
Bryce went to Philly. Nationals won right when he left. All right. Maybe I'd take a quick shot, but you know what? 13 years and $330 million. Bryce will be all right. Okay, Kirk, you got a chance to watch some of these scrimmages. I know you and I have a lot to say on what's coming up in the NBA and just also what it looks like. You know, this is the first time we're watching games again. Clippers had a game today. I know Denver had a game. A couple of these top teams in the Western Conference. Om Yongmasuk is coming up next. We'll chat NBA. We'll talk about the scrimmages. We'll talk about this, the storylines that continue to follow the NBA. One of the things that I think has been – I enjoy watching the NBA keep their word on keeping the conversation going about social injustice in this country, and the players are all over that message. So we'll talk about all this with Om Yongmasuk coming up next. Alan Sliwa, Kirk Morrison, 710 ESPN.